Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Are you taking good care of the temple of God? We are to be good stewards of all God gives us, including our body.
Lord, I see the things you ask of me, faithfulness, holiness, and purity. I love your truth. I long to show it to the world for you. So, Lord, I need your help to understand the other person that I sometimes am. I never want to live a day that I can't say. Lord, whatever you ask, I want to obey you. So let my life beat with a servant's heart. Lord, whatever you ask, I know that you can give me wisdom and courage to equal the task, whatever you ask.
Lord, thank you for this precious time that we can spend in your presence. Lord, we are your servants. And we thank you for all things. Thank you for the body that you so wondrously and marvelously made for each one of us. Truly, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You expect us to be good stewards of all that you've placed into our hands. That includes our body, the temple, the dwelling place of your Spirit. Forgive us, Lord, where we have not taken good care of it. Please give us wisdom when it comes to anything that affects our body. Help us to be wise with the things that we eat and drink, and not to do either of those to excess. To whatever degree we are able and would be healthy for us, help us to exercise regularly. And at the same time, help us to be careful to take into our minds through our ears and eyes only those things that edify, building up the spiritual part of our body. We want to continue to dedicate ourselves to you, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Kingdoms of my heart.
choose to live my life every moment long for thee, walking oh so close to thee, while I'm learning every day, come what may to trust in thee. Stand and with thy spirit fill, then all my days be the guardian of my ways, and I'll know the glory of all of thy love through all my days, all my life.
Take away doubt that hides thy perfect will.
Give me faith instead and with thy spirit fill.
Let all my days be the guardian of my ways, and I'll know the glory. Fear.
Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. As you are blessed with Call to Worship, please help us to continue with your donation to this ministry. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Or, if you prefer, your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for listening today.
Our children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow. Leave.
Thank you for joining us for Call to Worship.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, there are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Oh, draw me, Jesus, draw me in the near, blessed Lord.
Take care of the temple. And I'm not speaking of a building made with hands. Friend, when you believe the gospel and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, then your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. After Jesus cleansed the temple, the Jewish leaders demanded an answer to their questions, "What are you doing?" And if God gave you the authority to do this, show us a miraculous sign to prove it. Well, we find that account recorded for us in John chapter 2. "All right," Jesus replied, "destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." "What?" they exclaimed. "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you can rebuild it in 3 days?" But when Jesus said "this temple," he meant his own body. After he was raised from the dead, the disciples remembered he had said this, and they believed both the scriptures and what Jesus had said. That was Jesus expressing the concept that his body was a temple. Listen to Paul's admonition to the church at Corinth, found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For, as it is written, the two will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So, glorify God in your body." Folks, we reap what we sow. Here's a couple of examples, beginning with 2 Corinthians 9. "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." Galatians 6, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." I recently overdid it quite a bunch. while working on a project for my daughter. It was an important and time-sensitive job, so I just kept pushing myself. Well, my body was very sore for several days after that event, and I was literally hurting myself to the point of abuse, looking back on it. Well, the conundrum is that I love my daughter, and I would do anything to help meet her needs. On the other hand, she loves me and doesn't want me to be in pain. Well, I confessed to the Lord that I had overdone it, and I know He forgave me, and it taught me a valuable lesson, which I share with you today. Of course, God is gracious, and He provides forgiveness when we repent and ask, and it is also a reality that some of the consequences of our actions are undeniable and sometimes permanent results, scars for life, and in some cases affecting others also. It is important to give our bodies a Sabbath. Take time to be holy. Take time to rest your body, mind, and spirit. Exercising your body is also very important, and God gives us wisdom to know and have a balance between that exercise and the important rest. And we should make wise choices when it comes to the food and drink we put into these bodies, not just the nutritional values, but the amounts that we take in. Most of us are creatures of habit, and some have addictive leanings. Well, I'm one of those. For example, I remember way back when the soft drink Mountain Dew came out, many years ago. I had easy and open access to a pop machine at that time, and it allowed me to drink that soft drink almost every day. And unfortunately, I maintained that habit for my teenage years until my mid-30s. Well, for many of you, that would not be an issue. But for me, those calories added unhealthy weight, inches to my waist, and the caffeine caused other problems. Well, as we face choices every moment of every day, be aware of the fact that we are to be good stewards of what God has given to us. Ask for wisdom, and then be obedient to His voice. James chapter 1, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. When it comes to our body as the temple of the living God, Lord, give us a hunger for Your Word that will provide instructions for our lives. May Your Spirit give us wisdom to apply it to the choices we make and strength to do what we know is right. Amen.
Saith the Lord, how I long
within myself, there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you. Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. Long to give my everything to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice,
knowing it's the least that I can do.
Make my life, a living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song. When we become a Christian, our body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we should be good stewards of it. I hope that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you're not a believer, please listen. If you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in life, be sure to talk to your local pastor soon. God loves you so much that He sent His Son, Jesus, into the world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. I'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That online address is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, trust that God will give you wisdom as you seek to take care of the temple that God has entrusted to you. Do your best and trust God for the rest. From Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths.
Walk in your perfect light. I believe that
all things
work together for the good of those,
for the good of those
who love you,
those who love you.
To you, Lord, I lift up my soul. And when things are hard to understand, Lord, I trust in your perfect plan. I believe that
all things
work together for the good of those,
for the good.
For the good.